Hi, my name is Augusta Sparks.
My name is Rory Smith. We are artists who have a collaborative practice.
I work a lot at the edge of things. I consider when two different worlds come together, because together they create a far more dynamic world. Much of my work is in this coming together, the realism and the magic, or the magic and the realism, whether I'm seeking that with the landscape and photography or creating installations. And this combination with you is in line with that. And it doesn't negate it in any way to bring magic into the situation.
Magic. Okay, great. I was going to ask you, what does magic mean to you? What is magic in your practice or in the world for you?
I use the word magic in a way that is very ambiguous, right? So it is ambiguous and changing because life is more than we can possibly imagine. And far more interesting than we can even describe. In this conversation that I'm having with you, Rory, I'm holding this idea that things exist without us designing them. What does that mean as an artist when you are constantly making? And how do you move forward as a maker when you're not in charge of things? I think that holds possibility, the decay, the contamination. Historian of science, Ximena Canales, shared with me several years ago that when things could not be explained, scientists had a habit of labeling the phenomenon a demon. I'm not labeling anything as magic per se, but I'm holding space for things that are outside of what is expected or designed for.
What you said, the idea of the edges and how the edges inform one another. I'm curious about how we experience the world through surfaces and about the physics of surface tension. So there's not a homogeny there. There is a complexity and there's constant movement and shifting and permeability. I think of the cells of my body as forming a deep, dynamic surface, recognizing that my edges are constantly responding.
There are both sides to that surface.
You were speaking before about the activity of making. I was writing just a few days ago about how in my dance practice, my creativity opened up when I stopped thinking of movement as something that I had to generate. I stopped relating to movement as if it was waiting for me to form it. I recognized that movement is what gives me form in the world. Movement generates me. All I have to do is be open to what's already happening all the time and investigate that. Be curious, be available.
There are times where I'll make a mark or I'll make a thing. And I'm not present. I'm pushing through something, and it is not connected to self. I'm so dysregulated. When I am most grounded and have clarity within myself, holding everything I have ever been, I'm ready. There is a re-beginning. I can walk with ambiguous ideas into my art practice and sense make, meaning I'm ruminating as making, a modality of enacted thinking.
I'm working with this idea that movement is prior to form. There must be activity, right? Activity brings form. And that activity is movement. When I go into the world And I think about my relationship with places, my relationship with nature, with other people. I remember that we've been doing this. There have always been collaborations between performance and sculpture. When I'm interacting deliberately with material environments, there are imperceptible exchanges on an energetic level and an atomic level. There's an exchange between the cells of my body and the cells of that thing. Information is passing. Even if it's invisible information, even if it's unintelligible or unnameable, I'm learning something about how I move, how I'm situated. Because really, that's what being a human being is, right? We are always, always situated. We're always in relationship with the sphere around us and everything that that contains. I'm just trying to practice and study that by working with sculpted environments, because they already are explorations of situatedness.
And when you work with my sculptures, those objects are each their own thing. Prior to exhibiting, I spend months working with the material, responding back and forth. As the material forms, it becomes what it wants to be within the confines of my art practice. Although it really always has the last say. I then present the objects in this inverted pedestal of sorts as a cosmos. Many of my installations are life worlds within life worlds. By inviting you in, you add another layer to the cycle, to the life cycle. You're dancing with, and the object has another way of being. Also important to note, those objects still exist after you walk away. They continue in their life cycle, and the impermanence of being is valued. As you've noted, that moment of engagement has occurred. The transferring of invisible information or the unnameable.
When I first came into the installation, I hadn't yet figured out what my role was. In the first iterations, my attention and orientation was to the installation itself, to notice and move with what existed. Then I started to think about what you had told me about your physical experience, about how you were walking and it was dusk, and as the light diminished and your vision changed, you felt your body become suspended. And you also became aware of the stars, and there was this disappearance of the trees.
Or that I could see the stars through the trees. That I could have both. I think more importantly that yes, you can have both.
I started thinking about that bothness in the moment that you felt yourself suspended. But you're walking. You're not suspended from above. You're suspended from below. You're grounded. And I started thinking about how, as I come into the installation, how I am what is absent. What we see is this constellation of luminous bodies is made from trees, it's made from charcoal, it's made from nanocellulose, which is a tree pulp slurry. I started thinking about how if I come in and I'm the ground, I'm the suspension from below, while what you have created is the suspension from above. I think in our most recent performance, the movement quality was different. I was much more attuned to the movement quality of the installation. But I got there not by trying to mimic the installation. I got there by really figuring out when to come in. Where's the gap? Where's the rupture? And how do I go into that space and then become alive with what's around me? So that was really pivotal.
I think it's important that we speak to the sense-making process. We are artists who work with ideas. These ideas are just as important to us as what we end up making or doing. The outcome is a byproduct of our collective attention. It is the showing up with our whole selves, bringing our own practices, knowledge, life experience, without the assumption of what we will become, but knowing that together we create a very different shape.